Talk here on Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And I'm Kara Williams.
Kara, it is cold outside. I should not say that, but I went to lunch today at Nancy's on North Avenue. People know that's one of my favorite restaurants in the world. I was sitting out. You have to sit outside now.
Right.
I was out there shivering and shaking. It is cold out there.
You said it's cold outside.
It's cold. It's cold. And, you know, I shouldn't say this, but I'm cold in here. Now, normally they have the air conditioning going, mm-hmm. and it is like icebergs hanging right. off of the wall. But I am really cold. But you can feel the seasons are changing.
This is a great time of the year.
It's not too cold. It's not too hot. Well, I say it's not too cold. I was cold.
Well, my aunt stays cold. She's anemic, so uh-huh. she stays cold.
Yep, she's cold.
Yeah, but it's beautiful outside.
It's nice. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous. Yes. So today we are honored. We have one of my favorite community leaders in the city of Baltimore. Arthur Kirk is founder and CEO of the Ruth M. Kirk Recreation and Learning Center. He joins us today to talk about the legacy of his incredible mother, the Honorable Ruth M. Kirk, the impact the community center that he is running has in providing the community all kinds of amazing services. And we're going to talk about an event that he's having on October the 2nd. Arthur Kirk, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hey, how you doing, Brother McCarthy? How you been doing?
Doing well. It's wonderful. Now, can I call you Squeaky Kirk?
Hey, my friends call me Squeaky. That's where we are, right?
And everybody knows you as Squeaky. I'm telling you, that community service, that learning center that you are running is really changing and serving that community. You have done extraordinary things over there. People see you as a community leader, and I swear, the next thing, and I want you to resist this, the next thing, you're going to have people lining up saying, Squeaky, we want you to run for city council. We want you to run for the legislature. I want you to resist that because you are doing extraordinary, extraordinary things in the community.
Yeah, I know. I've been having to resist it.
I know you have.
Yeah, no doubt.
So could you tell us about your mother? Everybody knows your mother, Ruth Kirk. She was such a long-time extraordinary leader in the community. I ran against her twice. She whipped my tail both times. So could you tell us about her incredible legacy?
Man, like you said, you started off the right way. She was just extraordinary community leader for a long time. Like basically all my life since I was born, I got dragged and dragged from this meeting to that meeting all my life as a baby. I was babysitted by so many like elderly females that hung around my mom.
That's right.
Well, they're elderly now, but they wasn't elderly then. I was babysitted, you know, by a lot of females that she helped get GEDs and stuff like it. They was all in GED class together, you know? So like, I mean, I just watched everything you see me doing. I just watched her do all this kind of stuff in the community. She did it, like, forever, you know. By the time she got to the House of Delegates, I was, like, 12 years old. I had already thought that she was already.
That's right.
I thought she was somebody already, you know what I mean? I didn't know, so, you know. But the thing is, like, you know, when she got to the House of Delegates, she had already, her feet was already grounded and planted into the community so deep that, you know, like, whereas though, like, it was just a. It was just a, I think the House of Delegates gave her a way of, like, being able to help people, like, on another level. You know what I mean? As opposed to having to be the one to ask somebody else to do it, that she, you know, basically make a lot of those calls herself. So she was able to do a lot of things, man. I watched her get track trailers backed up to Martin Luther King, Greater Model Recreation Center down the street, behind Mayor Schaefer built that center down there in 1970-something. That's why I say, if you go in that building right now, it's strange because there's still a big plaque on the wall right now with her name.
With her name on it, yep.
At the bottom.
So tell us why it was very important for you to honor her legacy, to keep her legacy alive, and tell us what you all do to keep her legacy alive in the community.
Yeah, well, we do a lot. You know, we have a festival that she started years ago, the Family Fun Festival. She started like 28 years ago.
Wow.
And, over in Franklin Square Park, you know, she started this festival. She wanted to bring the festival back to, you know, like the community, because she felt like everybody couldn't make it down to you know, when they took it from up this area, the airframe and stuff. So she wanted to bring her own festival back to the community, you know. And what we do is we keep that festival going on, and then, you know, we also had this community center right here. We feed like 800 families a week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have after school program for the kids. My mother had a heart for kids.
She sure did.
And elderly.
Mm-hmm.
So I take care. I originally opened this center trying to help kids. I didn't know I was going to wind up having to take care of the whole community. You know what I mean? But I mean, it's a blessing. You know what I mean? She used to always say, you know, like, you know, I wasn't always a good guy. But she used to always tell me, like, if you focus on being, you know, doing the right thing as much as you do the wrong, she's like, you'd be surprised how powerful you would be. I never thought that I would be able to connect all these dots and make things happen like this. You know, and now I got my sister. My sister just retired, Aline Kirk. She just retired 38 years with the city. She thought she was going to be in retirement and chill out and all that. She's been around here since
she's been there with you since she retired.
You know, I walked in here today. They made me some cards because today my birthday. I turned 51 today.
Oh, right.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks a lot. So she had, all the kids made me cards. They got a cake and they surprised me with a cake and cards today, you know, so. We got a lot going. We got an after school program. We do summer camp. Like I said, we feeding families. You know, my sister just went and bought like 25 dictionaries for all the kids because, you know, we focusing on the things that the school may be missing. You know, we trying to make sure we got everything covered around here on the floor. You know, I'm tired of my kids getting left behind. You know, so we focus more on learning around here than it is. You know, like so much as a lot of playing. You know, I know my mother was big on, like, GED programs and education because she didn't get an education when she was young.
Uh-huh.
She would drop out of school when she was in the fifth grade because she had a heart problem.
Wow.
So her focus always been on helping, like, young adults get their education after she, you know, like, when she realized how difficult it was. We had a GED program here. I had, like, sometimes 27 students, and I had a mother and a son taking class together, you know? Our classes was bigger than the ones they had down at BCCC campus at, down at the harbor, they said. So we just been focusing on things like that, man, like trying to educate people, man, and, you know, get them health care. I got six doctors that come here on the regular that, just like, I got six doctors that come here. They like on, you know, they volunteer, help me pick flowers and all that, and they set up things, you know, like far as like we, hypertension. We're dealing with hypertension, diabetes. The clinics that we're setting up right now, you know, we're doing things like I have Miss Sarah Mathel. She helps me take care of all of the seniors and stuff. You know, like she's like the biggest vocal person, like
she sure is
around the city. She's like a real, you know, Muhammad Ali. She's like fighter for them, you know. So she keeps me on my toes when it comes down to the things. You know, like I said, I have people in all areas that let me know, like, what's needed, and I reach out to what's needed or whatever and try to bring it back. And that's how we make it happen. Like, it's like it's not like I just got my antennas and I just hear somebody needs something. No, I had people, good people in good areas, man, that just let me know, look, this school need this, this school need that. That's how we wound up doing 1,000 computers. We gave away 1,000 computers, like, to 10 schools, help them set up a computer lab. So we find out the needs, man, through people, good people, you know, and we just try to make things happen. Like I said, we got so much going on around here.
You sure do. Now, I have two friends, Nicolay Ambrose and Gary Collins.
Yeah.
And they think you, they do, they think you are a saint. You are God sent. And they love volunteering there at your center with you.
Two awesome people. Two awesome people. I swear they are. Like, I mean, they helped me do the backpack giveaway this year. I connected them with a young lady from Atlanta who helps me. Her name is Amy Kramer. She found about me. She heard about me one time when, I guess, like, when they heard all, when Baltimore was all over news. When
of course.
President Trump and Elijah Cummings incident was going on. And she just say she wanted to find something good in Baltimore. She heard about me.
So
this lady
nice.
Came all the way from, like, Atlanta. all the way from Georgia, to help me do a backpack giveaway like two years ago. So we missed the one last year because of the pandemic.
COVID, yeah.
She's determined to come back this year. So I hooked Gary Collins and Nicolay up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they got together, and Gary and his Mason brothers and everybody, man, community, they brought a whole community over here with us, man. And we had a very successful giveaway. We always have a successful one, but it's not too often we have them successful where I don't have to be hands-on. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like the blessing been like, you know, like these people just come and help out and do things, and I don't have to do nothing but show up sometimes.
And show up,
man.
That's right.
That's the blessing part about it, you know?
So, Arthur, tell us about your state-of-the-art facilities that is helping provide the community with all of these resources that you provide.
Well, it's funny you say it's not a state-of-the-art facility. It's a building that was, when I took this building over, it was closed for like 25 years. And I put this building together with me. It was me and two guys I consider big brothers in the community. And both of them have suffered, right? Me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, when I called on them, they was there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I work 2 days, two nights. I work I get off 5 p.m., sometimes I get off 5 a.m. Whenever I called them and told them, meet me here at the center, I need something done, they would be here. We did this for like 2 years, and I paid them out of my pocket. I would buy the supplies, tell them I want this wall paint, or I want this bathroom scraped, and that's what we did. We pieced it together. We pieced it together like just me and two guys. And then the community started saying I needed things. I had another guy around the corner who decided he knew how to do brick. I didn't know it. He walked by the building 100 times. And told me he could do bricks. I said, well, get down there and put them bricks there. The bricks at the bottom of the corner of the building was falling off. It was a big hole right there. And the guy, I got a hole. If you see him in the picture, you'll see him laying on the ground. He's made a licensed mason, put the bricks together, bricklayer. So that me and the community put this thing together, man, on the for real. Like, then the painting and all that kind of stuff came later. You know, I got a mural on the back. Got Gary Mangum put that mural on the back for me. Like, we have a young lady, Candace Brush. Designed the mural in honor of my mom and my brother Carlos. You know, so they put a whole mural together about gardens and stuff back in where we had the garden at.
Oh.
You know, because my mom was considered one time the garden lady of West Baltimore.
She sure was.
And Hans Schaefer was out there running around doing clean block and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
we
is
just,
nice.
Like I say, I just saw what worked. And I'm just trying to take it back to what worked. You know what I mean? Like, I guess. It seems like back in those days, we had more people willing to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm able to get volunteers. I got two volunteers, man, that's dedicated that just won't see me fail. Like I say, my sister's here every day, but I got, like, some big sisters here, man, some big brothers and stuff that's not my blood, that they open this building up every day. One time the building didn't open if I didn't open.
Wow.
But now, you know, we got keys flying around here, and they make sure that this building is open. You know what I mean?
Well, one thing I want to say, because you are so humble, but I know you, Squeaky Kirk, and during COVID, there were people who were hungry in that community. There were people who lost their jobs in that community. There were people who were just pushed aside in that community. And you opened not only your heart in that center, but you opened your wallet. You personally took time to personally take your own money and pay for things to happen at that center for that community. And you are, when I call you a community servant, I mean that with the most honest and sincere praise. Because I know you do what you're asking the community to do, and you really have opened your wallet, and you've been paying for so much of that on your own. You haven't been given a whole bunch of grants. You haven't been given a whole bunch of city money. You do, you open your own personal wallet and make that stuff happen. I just admire you so very much.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I go to work every day, man.
That's right.
I tell people all the time, I can't. Complain about not getting grants or whatever anymore. I mean, we've been locked in since 2011. You know, I'm focused now, so it's like I can't stop just because I don't have big grants. I got to keep going.
So
got to keep going. You know, I feel like we operating off of God's resources right now. You know,
I keep swearing that I'm going to come down there and volunteer at the Ruth Kirk Recreation and Learning Center, and I'm going to do it. Sooner.
If you come one time, you'll never
be back.
You'll come back at least once or twice a month.
Wow. So we want to invite our listeners to join the conversation here on Two Way Talk. We're talking with author Kirk. Many people know him. His dear friends know him as Squeaky Clerk. He's the founder and CEO of the Ruth M. Kirk Recreation and Learning Center. 410-319-8888. Bobby is on the line. Bobby, thanks for calling Two Way Talk.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Bobby Wilson, Jr. I am a Baltimore native, and I wanted to just thank you, Mr. Kirk. Well, I guess I should say thank you, Mom. I was a student at Dunbar High School from 2000 through 2005, and she was our resource personnel officer down there. And I lived in Emerson Village, and every day she made sure that I got to school on time, that I had a lunch ticket. That's how old I am, y'all. We still had lunch tickets.
Lunch tickets, that's right.
She made sure that I had a bus ticket. She helped me and my parents through the reduced lunch and financial cost of going to school. And that's important these days because as I'm a teacher now, which it kind of still shocks me that they actually let me teach kids, I bring that spirit that Delegate Kirk and a few others, and Agnes Welch as well, just as an honorable mention, that she instilled in us. I'm worried about our communities, and I won't take the conversation into a different direction, but I am grateful, Mr. Kirk, that you are here helping out, because it's so easy to take your money and run. And I'm grateful you didn't do that, because our city is in crisis. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Bobby.
He's gone now, but thank you.
Thank you.
Did you want to add something, Arthur?
Yeah, I mean, I know what he mean, because, listen, I had a vaccination clinic around here like maybe 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came up to me and said, man, let me tell you something. And he was one of the guys that was in charge of the vaccination for University House. He said, man, listen, you know, I wouldn't have been able to go to school if it wasn't for your mom.
Oh, wow.
So your mom gave me scholarship. He said, this is my first time meeting. He said, but, man, I'm glad I got to do this vaccination here, because now I get to thank you, man, on the free. Even though she's not here, like, your mother put me through school, made sure that I had money. They called me every year to make sure that I had money for school. He said, I wouldn't have been able to go to school if it wasn't for her. So she put me through college and made sure that I had more than enough money to stay in there.
All right. Let's go
building legacy. That's true. Legacy. Your legacy. Yes.
Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, Squeaky, hey man, you're doing a good job down there. And I just want to commend him for keeping it real. He still come down there. I come down every year. I miss this year, it wasn't there. But in last year, but him and his mother always kept it real. They keep it real with the entertainment perspective, so the young kids can see just what comes out of Baltimore. And it's good that you keep on getting the Spindles, Bad, Panama Band, and just local people in the church. Yeah, see, they don't get talked about.
Uh-huh.
And I bring out the local talent that lives next door to you, down the street, round the corner. That's Baltimore.
That's Baltimore.
I just don't appreciate what Baltimore's all about. And we're not big-headed people when we get up there. We got some people that put a bad thing. But, Twinkie, you hanging in there. God bless you. God, and you, I know your mother looking down at you. And she's just so proud of you, man. To keep everything going right here in Baltimore. And
I
ride through past Lexington Avenue, Lexington Street, and I look at the park, and I just say, wow. But I've been looking for the, the festival for next year. But this is the reason why they should have that $24 million. Those grants going over to people like Squeaky, who really put all work in there.
Yeah.
And our representatives need to make sure he get it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're
right. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for joining our show.
And we'll be back at the festival next year.
All right. That's wonderful.
Let's go back to the phones. Willie, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Yes. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just want to speak to Squeaky, and I grew up with his two older brothers.
Mm.
And he wasn't even born back then. I think I was about 19 when he was born.
Mm.
And I go way back. I live in back of Morning Star Church.
Yeah, that's my family roots right there on Facebook. Yep.
Isn't that something?
Yep, and know your mother well, know your two older brothers well. But I want to give off air and give you my phone number, because where's the, you told me about the center, where's it located?
Not far, it's right off of 1600 block West Lexington Street, the 122 Vinson Street.
Give that address one more time, Squeaky. It's
122 North Vinson Street, right off of the 1600 block of West Lexington.
So before we run out of time, could you tell us, if folks, if you're looking to get a vaccine or you're looking to get a booster shot, Squeaky is doing this on October the 2nd. I'm looking, Saturday, October the 2nd. So tell us about this vaccine clinic.
Yes, we have a vaccine clinic set up. It's going to be from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you get the Johnson and Johnson, and then we can have booster shots for people that already had. So I mean, you know, like,
and it's
right
all
now,
free.
All free. It costs you nothing, and you may walk away with a bonus. I think we may. I think we have something set up where we may be giving away $50 to $75 in gift cards. Every person that get vaccinated.
Okay. That is nice.
We're thinking we won't figure it out, but we won't get. We just need people to come around. It's very important that people get vaccinated. I go around the corner talk to my guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't. I lost like 9 guys around there in 2 years. You know,
wow.
So I'm trying to tell these guys, you can't just keep hanging out thinking that this vaccine is not going to keep coming in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get people vaccinated. We can't keep listening to these conspiracy theories and stuff like that. Because the same conspiracy theories that people telling you about, they won't tell you. They won't tell people to stop taking HIV medicine. You see how that's working now?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They won't tell you. I mean, one time that was a death sentence. It's not no more. That medicine is magical nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta get past these conspiracy theories, man. And we gotta get these people vaccinated so we can get back to normalizing out here in these streets. Like I said, we had to cancel the festival 2 years in a row because I don't want to take a chance.
That's right.
Of piling a bunch of people up in no festival, and then I don't know who's vaccinated, who not. We gotta get. I want to be 100% sure that people coming up here, man, are safe. You know, I won't put nobody else in jeopardy.
That's correct.
That's coming to enjoy themselves, and they wind up leaving with something that they didn't think they, you know, it's never happened before. We haven't had a fight in that park in 28 years.
Wow.
And we only had police, none of that stuff. Like, we have sheriffs that come around there. Two or three sheriffs watch the park, but, I mean, we've been blessed. We don't need, like, high police and none of that stuff to make sure, man, people just come and have a good time. So, you know, like, I just want to make sure that we have everything, you know, going the right way and everybody's vaccinated, getting vaccinated, doing what they got to do. You know, it's free. You know, we wait too much longer, the government going to get tired. They're going to start making people pay.
Ain't that the truth?
They're going to get tired. If they get the 95%, 90%, 5% going to have to pay a lot of money to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Author Squeaky Clerk is the founder and CEO of the Ruth M. Kirk Recreation and Learning Center. This Saturday, there is a vaccination clinic from 11 to 4. Make sure that you are there, that you get your shot. If you need a booster shot, you can get that done this Saturday. Arthur, thank you so much. I'm going to call you Squeaky because I consider you my friend.
Call me Squeaky. My friends call me Squeaky, buddy. I appreciate you.
We appreciate you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot now. Y'all be.
So that music means we're going to take a break and we'll be back in a minute.